It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
And we welcome you into our first Legion Baseball broadcast here of 2022 here on KNCA 103.9 FM from Seneca. As Corning is in town as we got our first broadcast once again. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman in a studio on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air. Construction kind of delayed the arrival here today, so getting right into it moments away from the first pitch. And Corning with the road team today, will bat first. It'll be Trenton Talley, Zach Fisher, and Drew Gibbs. Talley at second, Fisher at short, Gibbs at third. Ian Haverkamp in the cleanup spot. He is pitching. Kyler Womack, the catcher, batting fifth. Trenton Talley is the extra hitter, batting sixth. JT Ross in left field, batting seventh. Rafe Osterhaus, batting eighth and playing first. Ethan McNally in center, batting ninth. And Miles Wimberly, final spot in the order. He is in right field. Corning in the Tar Heel blue tops with the gray pants, and Seneca rocking the all-green uniforms. They are trimmed out in yellow. Real quick, the Seneca lineup as we take a look and get ready for this one. Zach Kramer will lead things off. He's at short. Andrew Henry in center field batting second. Landon Baker is batting third and playing first. John Strothman, the cleanup hitter, and playing third base. Jaden Thomas batting fifth in left field. Jonah Dieters, the number six spot. He is catching. Garrett Herter at second, batting seventh. Aiden Feldkamp is batting eighth and in right field. Cooper Kramer, nine, and is pitching. And then Keaton Rottinghouse, the extra hitter, at the bottom of the order. So, again, beautiful day here for some Legion baseball as these teams are now off and running in the 2022 summer. Local athletes from our area schools meeting up and combining forces. Of course, we got a zone tournament later on next month, plus hopefully one of these teams in our area will make it to the state tournament towards the end of July. So we got you covered here for the next about month and a half, maybe closer to 2 months. Legion Baseball will have all of our broadcasts here on 103.9. And our games brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu for more information. So the umpire cleaning up home plates, getting set for this one here today. The first of two will bring you the first of this doubleheader. Of course, they will play a seven-inning game here. Their second of the doubleheader is a five-inning game, but we'll just bring you game number one. So here we go. Trenton Talley, the Centralia Panthers, stepping in as Cooper Kramer will wind and fire a little bit upstairs for ball one. Talley, Fisher, and Gibbs due up this inning for Corning and rocking the Tar Heel blue tops with gray pants. Fouled straight back into the screen and one ball and one strike. And a few clouds in the sky, sunny, 82 degrees here at first pitch. Defense fairly straight up for Seneca. Here's the 1-1 off speed, and it's roped into right center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Talley, a long turn at first. He'll hold there with a leadoff single. So a good start for Corning here as Talley singles to right center. That'll bring up Zach Fisher. Now the shortstop, Zach Fisher, steps in. Bats from the right side. He has Talley at first with nobody out. No score, just getting going, top of the first. Kramer now quickly out of the stretch. Fisher again a little open on his stance from the right side. Ground ball left side. Strothman fields at third. He'll throw to second. It's a throw that gets a little bit wide and off the bag, so it's going to be a throwing error by Strothman over there at third base, and everybody's going to be safe. So Tally safe at second, and Fisher at first. So now two on and nobody out. So now Drew Gibbs, the third baseman, will step in, batting from the right side. Two on and nobody out here in the top of the first. There's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Drew Gibbs, also a Centralia Panther. Key part of their basketball team, also spent some time playing golf in the spring. There's a low pitch. It skips up in the air and towards the back of the backstop and gets away from Dieters behind home plate. And both runners advance. So now Tally at third and Fisher up to second base. So a base hit could give Corning an early 2-0 lead. Count one ball and one strike here on Gibbs. There's the pitch from Kramer outside. And it's now two balls and one strike. A little bit of a breeze blowing out towards left field. Kramer still out of the stretch. Here is the 2-1. Ground ball, but foul left side. And now the count evens up here to Gibbs at two balls and two strikes. Ian Haberkamp due up next. Corning trying to get on the board here in the top of the first inning. Gibbs open on his stance. Kramer out of the stretch. Lifts and fires off speed. That's in there. Strike three call. Kind of a delayed reaction there by the umpire, but off speed. Clips the outside corner and a big first out. Gibbs is down on strikes. And that'll bring up Ian Haberkamp. So again, a big first down, second and third, one out, no score, top of the first. Haberkamp from the left side. Takes low and outside with a fastball for ball number one. That's from the left side, maybe a tad bit closed on his stance. Fairly straight up to be exact. Slight bend to the knees. Here's Kramer's pitch, and that gets away. It's going to go to the backstop, and the first run is in. 1-0 Corning as Tally races home from third. And Fisher moves up to third. So a 1-0 lead here for Corning in the top of the first. Still damage to be done. As the count now on Haberkamp is 3-0. With Kyler Womack due up next. Here's the pitch by Kramer. Tails a little bit outside. Ball four. So a walk by Haberkamp. Now he's at first. So Kyler Womack will step in, the Wetmore Cardinal. He's got runners at the corners. Still one out in the inning. 1-0 the Corning lead. Tally scoring on a wild pitch. Quick throw back over to first. Haberkamp slides back safely. So again, a beautiful night here for Legion Baseball. Some fans still trying to find their way into their seats. There's a late steal up towards second. No throw. And Haberkamp steals second. Now base hit could potentially make it 3-0 here in the first. Count 1-0 here on Womack. Kramer lifts and fires. Low and outside. Now 2-0. Trade and Tally, the DH, due up next. Or I should say the extra hitter. For tonight's first game, Here's the pitch by Kramer. There's a ground ball, shortstop side. This should get a run. And the throw to first is in time, and it's going to be an RBI ground out and a near good throw to third base as Haverkamp back just in time, but Fisher scores 2-0. Corning in front. It's an RBI ground out there by Kyler Womack. Now trade in tally. Extra hitter here for this one. Bats from the right side. Open on his stance. 2-0 Corning here in the top of the first. Curveball outside. 1-0. So a good start. Trenton Talley led things off with a single. Fisher would reach on an error. Haverkamp walked. RBI ground out by Womack. Talley scored on a wild pitch. There's a strike. And we're evened up at 1-1. Anytime you can get an opportunity to score, you want to take advantage. 2-0 is a good start, but 3-0 certainly add a little bit more juice if Trayton Talley can bring home Haverkamp from third. Next pitch is low and inside, and it's 2-1. JT Ross due up next. Talley's able to do something here. Here's the 2-1. Ground ball left side, going to be a tough play. Strothman at third makes the throw over in time, and that'll do it. But Corning strikes first, a 2-0 lead through a half inning. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Also, Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. 2-0 Corning, so we head to the bottom of the first. Good start for Corning. 2 runs, 1 hit. There was an error. They left one on base. And for Seneca, it'll be Zach Kramer, Andrew Henry, and Landon Baker due up for the team in all green, trimmed out in yellow. I'll face Ian Haverkamp. He's got a little bit of room to work with, a 2-0 advantage. The other game tonight in the region for Legion, it's Oskaloosa at Hiawatha. So bottom half of the first, Haverkamp winds and fires. First pitch swung on and fouled away. Avoiding the cars in the parking lot, it's 0-1. And Zach Kramer bats from the left side. Very good athlete for the Thunder. Takes one high and inside. Dances out of the way, 1-1. Of course, Kramer last year had to deal with a knee injury that kept him out a good chunk of the football season, missed the basketball season as well. I'm back here, wrapping things up with some Legion baseball. Next pitch was upstairs, 2-1. Here's the 2-1, and that's smoked out towards center field. McNally working to his right and calls off the left fielder Ross to make the catch, and one up and one down.
Hey, on
That brings up the center fielder, Andrew Henry. He'll bat from the right side. A 2-0 lead for Corning here in the bottom of the first. Little open on his stance and has to jump out of the way of that off-speed pitch and just got out of the way. It's 1-0. Defense fairly straight up on the infield for Corning. There's one in the dirt. Now 2-0. Gibbs at third. Fisher at short. Talley at second. Osterhaus at first. Womack the catcher. High fly ball, but it's foul territory towards the dugout. First base side just squeaked out of play. And it's 2-1. Ross in left field, McNally in center, Wimberly in right. Their defensive alignments here for Corning in this ball game. Henry, good bend of the knees here. It's a 2-1 pitch. That one is in there, looking all the way, and it's evened up. 2-2. Haverkamp quickly back to work, 2-2 off speed. It's upstairs, and the count runs full at 3-2. Not a shady spot on the diamond here. Fairly clear skies. Here's the 3-2. Just getting a piece and fouling that one to the screen. Does Henry. We'll do it again at 3-2. Haverkamp shakes yes to the sign, and another 3-2, and another foul. It's time down the first base side. Good fight now between Andrew Henry and Ian Haverkamp, with Landon Baker due up next. So a third time here for 3-2. Here's the pitch. Hit towards left field, playable. Ross, couple steps to his left, makes the catch, and 2-2. So a good battle there between Henry and Haverkamp. Haverkamp wins that battle, 2-2. Now Landon Baker will step in. 2-0 Corning here in the bottom of the first. 2 outs, nobody on. For Seneca. First pitch, ground ball, left side. Fisher at short, nice play, takes his time, throw to first in time for out number 3. So 3 up, 3 down goes Seneca in the bottom of the first. 1 inning in the books, 2-0 Corning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber.
If one of your projects on your list is fixing your storm windows or screens, you need to remember Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. They can repair those torn screens or replace any broken glass. Just bring in your storm window frame to Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca, and they can get that job done for you. They can even build a new frame if yours needs major repairs. So for your storm screen and glass repair, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. They can help you get one more project checked off your list. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball continues here on KNZA, broadcast presented by Kirkwood & Company in Highland. Also, Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? To the bottom, or correction, the top of the second inning, a 2-0 lead for Corning over Seneca. And a nice warm evening here in northeast Kansas. Seneca went 3 up, 3 down. And the bottom half of the first, they're back to it on the defensive side as Cooper Kramer gets back on the bump, trying to keep Corning down as Corning had 2 runs on 1 hit in the first. as Trenton Talley and Zach Fisher both scored. So it'll be JT Ross, Ray Osterhaus, Ethan McNally. Two up for Corning here in the top of the second with a 2-0 lead. First pitch by Cooper Kramer. It's upstairs, ball one. So JT Ross, the left fielder, bats from the left side. Fairly straight up with his stance, slight bend of the knee. Here's the pitch by Kramer in the dirt, ball two. Kramer certainly had to battle through the first. He had a couple wild pitches that led to one of the two runs. Another one in the dirt, ball three. Defense fairly straight up here for Seneca. Again, Kramer pitching. Dieters is the catcher. Here's the 3-0. And it's ball four. Just missing, and a four-pitch walk to lead off the top of the second, so JT Ross is on for Rafe Osterhaus. Strothman at third, Zach Kramer's at short, Herter at second, Baker at first, Thomas at left, Henry in center, Veldkamp is in right. So, just like the first, a leadoff man is on for Corning. First pitch by Cooper Kramer is outside, ball one. To Rafe Osterhaus. Another Centralia Panther. Bats from the right side. Tall, open on his stance. And a foul ball back to the screen, and it evens up at 1-1. And not much of a breeze, was kind of shifting from left field, now kind of coming in from right field towards left field, and there's a throw to first. Not in time as Ross is back safely. Count 1-1 here to Osterhaus. So Kramer once again will kind of work out of a little bit of a pickle here in the inning. That one is roped into left field, just right past Zach Kramer at short, and it's a single. Ross will hold up at second, and Osterhaus at first with a base hit, and two on and nobody out. That'll bring up Ethan McNally. Bats from the right side, another Centralia Panther. No batting gloves for him. Keeps it old school. Pitch by Kramer inside, and it's 1-0. So Corning here, good opportunity to cash in on some more runs and extend on their 2-0 lead here in the top of the second. Two on and nobody out. Kramer's 1-0. And on the inside part of the bat, it's going to work as a bunt essentially to sacrifice the two over. A little ground ball and unassisted by the first baseman Baker to record the out. And a big first down, but runners now at second and third. So last man in the order, it's Miles Wimberly, the right fielder. Base hit could tally two. First pitch by Kramer, and it hits him in the back off speed and right between the shoulder blades. And the bases are loaded. And we'll get a quick time as, again, Cooper Kramer has been a little bit off here in the first couple of innings. And now one out. Bases will be loaded for the top of the order. And Trenton Talley, who led off the game with a single. And we mentioned there was one other Legion ball game tonight. Hiawatha hosting Oskaloosa. Of course, we'll have games here for this Legion season for the next 4 or 5 weeks. Now, one or two games each week, depending on the schedule. And we'll have their zone tournament kind of middle of July, and then it'll be wrapped up with the state tournament with potentially one of our area teams taking parts in that. So it looks like we do have a new pitcher coming in for Seneca to start. So we'll step aside for a quick break. We'll come back, let you know who the new pitcher is right after this.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western at HighlandCC.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KNZA.
It's already a pitching change for Seneca. Now it's John Strothman who takes over for Cooper Kramer. Kramer moves to third, and the bases are loaded on a 1-1 pitch, and Trenton Talley sends one towards right field and missed playing it a little bit, and a diving effort. It's caught in right field by Feldkamp. And no tag at first. It will be a sacrifice as JT Ross will come in to score. It was misplayed a little bit in right field by Feldkamp, but still made a nice diving play. And now are they going to say it is a double play? As the runner at first, who was between first and second, that was Wimberly. I think the throw came in and he might have been tagged out. Here's a meeting real quick between the umpire. Seneca's already off the field, and the Corning batters are already off the field as well, so I don't think that run is going to count, or it will count. Trying to get a quick.
The run did not count, right?
Okay, so the run does not count. So a big double play to end the inning as it stays 2-0. We'll step aside. Bottom of the second coming up. Corning leads Seneca 2-0 here on KNZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect what Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So it was a 9-3 double play that ended the top of the first. Corning had the bases loaded with one out. Then a fly ball to right field. A sliding catch was made by the right fielder and then got it into the infield quickly, and the runner at first was off the base and was tagged out before a run came across, so no damage done after the bases loaded. We stay 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. First pitch swinging is John Strothman, and he'll pop one up and out to a second baseman Talley, and that's quickly one up and one down. So good start for Ian Haberkamp on the bump, four up and four down. Jaden Thomas, the left fielder, steps in. Like his style, rocking jersey number 24, bats from the left side. 2-0 Corning here in the bottom of the second. First pitch swinging, it's going to be looped into left field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Thomas with good speed, a little hesitation. He'll get to second base standing with a one-out double. Jaden Thomas, the first base runner for Seneca. Jonah Dieters now will step in with a runner at second and one down. Here in the bottom of the second, 2-0 Corning, this Legion baseball game. Seneca comes in on the record of 1-3. Corning is 2-2. And the first time you get Haberkamp working out of the stretch. First pitch fastball in there, strike one. And Jonah Dieters, who is catching in this ball game. Thomas with about a 5-6 step lead off second. Beautiful curveball. Bends in there. Snapped at the knees. It's 0-2. So now Dieters needs to protect. Little open on his stance from the right side. One on and one out. 2-0 Corning, bottom two. Haberkamp pitching, ground ball, and fielded by Haberkamp, popped in the air, has some time, throw to first in time for out number two. Thomas moves to third, but now there's two outs. So Dieters grounds out. Garrett Herter, the second baseman, will step in, a chance to get Seneca on the board with a base hit. Haberkamp out of the stretch. Thomas not much of a lead at third. Ground ball, and it is picked up by the third baseman Gibbs. Long throw in time, and the runner is stranded at third. So Haberkamp gets out of a little bit of a pickle. At the end of two, Corning 2, Seneca nothing, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can help you win the battle of the bagworms. At Heinen True Value in Seneca, you can rent their sprayer equipped with a hose reel that will spray 30 to 40-foot trees. They have a self-contained trailer-type sprayer with a large tank with spray booms to spray smaller acreages and yards. Get help from the Just Ask Rental Department at Heinen True Value in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value. Win the battle of the bagworms.
The 26th Annual Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation Charity Golf Classic is Friday, June 17th at Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Individual and team registrations are welcome, and many sponsorship opportunities are available as well. We are also doing the golf ball drop again this year. 600 golf balls will be sold. For $5, you can purchase a golf ball with a chance to win 50% of the total golf ball sales. Please contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KNZA.
2-0 our score. Legion Baseball here on KNZA 103.9 FM. We head to the top of the third. Corning a 2-0 lead here at Seneca. And got their two runs in the first. So far, two runs, two hits. They have left three on base. Seneca, no runs, one hit. They have left one on base. So for Corning, it will be a 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Fisher, Gibbs, and Haberkamp. And Cooper Kramer started on the hill, relieved by Strothman. So Strothman back to work, as Kramer now at third base. Those two swapping positions. Things about these Legion rosters, there's not many subs. First pitch swinging, and it's going to be played by the shortstop, Zach Kramer, who makes the catch. And quickly one pitch and one out to start here in the top of the third. That makes Fisher 0-for-2. Here brings up Drew Gibbs, who was the first out in the first. He struck out looking. Strothman's off-speed pitch curls in there for strike one. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball, coming right back with the heat. And quickly, Strothman has jumped in front. It's 0-2. Quickly back to work, and a breaker at the knee. Strike three called. A beautiful sequence by Strothman. He goes with the curve, a fastball, and a curve. Gibbs down for the second time on strikes, and quickly two up, two down here in the top of the third. Here's Haberkamp. Watt in the first. And a foul ball out of play, strike one. So he walked in the first. He was stranded at third to end the inning. That one's outside. And it's one ball and one strike. And two runs, two hits, three left so far for Corning. And that one's hit off the end of the bat and over the second baseman, Herter, into right field for a two-out single. So a walk and a single by Haverkamp, and he's on with two outs. That'll keep the inning alive. Kyler Womack grounded out to shorts, but drove in a run in the first. So 0 for 1 with an RBI ground out is the Wetmore Cardinal, Kyler Womack. So we'll see what Haverkamp wants to do. Haverkamp stole second when he walked in the first, so he already has a stolen base. There was a quick throw back to first. Strothman's pitch is hit towards right field. Coming in on it is Feldkamp, and a sliding effort gets away and passed him. That's going to score a run all the way from first. Haverkamp will score. The batter's going to stop at second. That's Womack, and it's going to be an RBI double. It's 3-0. So Womack has driven in at two of the three on a ground out, and now a two-out double. So a 3-0 lead for Corning here in the top of the third, but a quick pitch and a ground out to the pitcher in the inning. But a little two-out rally. It was a single and an RBI double by Womack through two and a half. It's a 3-0 Corning lead. We're back in a moment.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansas Insurance Group in Sabetha is affiliated with Kansas Insurance and their many locations throughout the state. This gives them the volume necessary to attract insurance markets that help you, the customer, in coverage and price. Plus, they're locally owned and invested in Northeast Kansas. Want to learn more? Stop by 621 Main in Sabetha or give them a call, 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So another run tallied by Corning in the third. It was an RBI double by Kyler Womack. It's a 3-0 lead for Corning over Seneca as we hit the bottom half of inning number three. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you again. Our broadcast tonight presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Find out more, highlandcc.edu. Haverkamp getting his warm-up tosses in, as he has allowed just one hit in the first two innings. It was a double by Jaden Thomas last inning. He was stranded at third. 3-0 Corning, two in the first, one in the third. And it will be Aiden Feldkamp, the right fielder, to lead things off for Seneca. First pitch swinging, pops it up right side, foul territory. Osterhaus, the first baseman, runs in to make the catch on the dirt grass line, and quickly one up and one down. So now that'll bring up the now third baseman, Cooper Kramer. And first pitch looking all the way. It's in there for strike one. Kramer up now. Keaton Roddinghouse will bat next. Final spot in the order for Seneca. Down 3-0 here in this ball game. Off speed and outside, it's ball one. Again, the lone hit for them was Jaden Thomas in the second. Was left stranded at third. Haverkamp's 1-1, swing and a miss. Over the top of it was Cooper Kramer, and it's now one ball and two strikes. Again, Seneca 1-3, Corning 2-2. There's an off-speed, swung on and missed, and that is the first strikeout for Haverkamp. And trying to ice this one away with another quick inning. He has retired the first two. Here's the extra hitter tonight, Keaton Rottinghouse. Takes one in there for strike one. Keaton bats from the right side. Very slight bend of the knees. Little movement with the bat above his right shoulder. Haverkamp winds and fires. Ground ball left side, playable for Fisher at short. Takes his time, throw to first. Beautifully done. Three up, three down. Ian Haverkamp is rolling through three innings. It's a 3-0 Corning lead. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community. KNZA.
Are you a do-it-yourselfer when it comes to
the... To the top of the fourth inning, as Strothman gets back to work for Seneca, Corning with a 3-0 lead here on the road at Seneca. First of two that these teams will play. We are bringing you just like our baseball and softball broadcasts. Throughout the spring, we bring you the first game of the doubleheader. So Corning again here in the top of the fourth, leading things off with Trayden Talley. Or correction, it's JT Ross. It's going to be Ross, Osterhaus, and McNally two up this inning. Ground ball, right side, diving effort by the first baseman, Thelkamp. It gets off his glove and skips over towards second. And it's an infield hit for Ross, and he's on to lead the inning. That'll bring up Ray Osterhaus. Good effort over there by Baker at first. Osterhaus singled. In his first at bat, he's 1-for-1. He'll take a curveball in there for strike one. So Corning again for the third time in four innings. Got their leadoff man on base. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Osterhaus down in the count, 0-2. Only inning they did not get the leadoff man on was the last inning. Here's a ground ball. Stays fair. This is a tough play for Kramer over there at third base, and a long throw gets Osterhaus in time for out number one. There was no chance to get Ross at second base, so he's there with one out for Ethan McNally, who grounded out to first his first time up. Another opportunity here for Corning to add to their lead. It's a 3-0 advantage here in the top of the fourth. Runner at second, one out. Seneca has been held to just one hit in the first three innings. Fastball just missing on the inside corner. And the count here to McNally is 2-0. Swung on and missed, and then gets away from the catcher Dieters, and no chance for a throw at third as JT Ross, his speed gets him there, so now he's just a base away from getting another run across here for Corning. So it's a 2-1 count now on McNally. Base hit with drive and a run. He'll take strike two and needs to protect it 2-2. Corning got two in the first, one in the third, and a curveball just missing, and it's now full at 3-2. So we'll see what Strothman has up his sleeve here on 3-2. Curveball in there, strike three called. Beautiful location on the inside corner and a big second out here in the inning, and that'll bring up Miles Wimberly. So after a leadoff single, Osterhaus grounded out. McNally with a ground out as well. Here's a ground ball to third, low throw in time. So the runner is stranded, no harm, no foul, here in the top of the fourth. So we head to the bottom of the fourth. It's Corning 3, Seneca nothing. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
3.9 FM, KNZA.
Appreciate the help from Kirk Kilman today. He is back in our studios, keeping us locked in and on the air for our first Legion baseball broadcast of 2022. And in the bottom of inning number four now, Seneca trying to rally. They trail Corning 3-0. As it is the top of the order, Zach Kramer will lead things off and takes one low and inside for ball one. Kramer flew out to center field his first time up. He's 0-1. Haverkamp's been dealing. He's given up just one hit to this point. And next pitch missing outside, now 2-0. Kramer, Henry, and Baker due up for Seneca here in the bottom of inning number four. That one is roped into right field, and that drops in front of Wimberly for a base hit. So Zach Kramer ropes one to right field for a single to lead off here in the bottom of the fourth. So Andrew Henry now steps in. Blew out to left field his first time up. He's 0-1. Now as a runner at first with nobody out, his team trailing 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Haven't seen Haverkamp out of the stretch much, but he is out of the stretch now. Here's the pitch. Bunt shown and pulling back, throw at first, not in time, it's 1-0. So we'll see if Henry wants to play it the whole way to try to get a bunt down and get Kramer into scoring position. We'll see if he tries it again. Haverkamp glance, does show bunt, puts it down, and he popped it in the air, and it's going to be caught by the pitcher Haverkamp. No play at first, so that is a big first out. So Henry tried to bunt, popped it in the air, caught by Haverkamp, the pitcher, one out. Kramer still at first for the number three hitter, Landon Baker. So we'll see what he does. He'll swing away, takes one outside for ball one. Baker grounded out to shorts. His first time up, he's 0 for 1. And just two hits so far in the game for Seneca, and there's a line drive for the second baseman, but the throw gets to the backstop. That's going to allow Kramer to avoid being doubled up. That should have been a double play and should have ended the inning. Tally with a catch on the line drive, and then his throw gets over the head of Osterhaus at first to keep Kramer at first and keep the inning alive, but there's now two outs for Strothman. And a quick throw to first. Kramer back in time. So two outs and one on. Strothman rips one back into the netting. It's 0-1. So again, a line drive by Baker to tally at second. He caught it. Kramer was halfway between first and second, and an easy throw would have doubled him up, but throw was high to Osterhaus. Kramer was able to get back, so keeping the inning alive here for Strothman, who looks at a curveball in there. Now it's 0-2. So a gift for Seneca, but can they take advantage? Now Strothman, though, needs to protect. He's down 0-2. Haverkamp, glance, fires. Upstairs, 1-2. Strothman, if he's able to do something here, Jaden Thomas would be up next. Strothman slightly open on his stance from the right side. And a ground ball playable for Tally. Good stab over there and a throw to first in time. So no harm, no foul on the missed double play opportunity. So we have played four, Corning a 3-0 lead here at Seneca. Back in a moment.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Pretty fast pace here in this ball game. Our first Legion broadcast here on KNZA, 103.9 FM. Corning a 3-0 lead here at Seneca. Top of the fifth inning, Corning will look to add to their lead. It will be the top of the order with Trenton Talley to lead things off, and he swings at the first pitch, and it takes a hop on the edge of the grass in the dirt and into right field for a hit. So a leadoff single for Talley, his second hit of the day. He's now 2-for-3 with a couple of singles and a run scored. That'll bring up Zach Fisher. Fisher reached on an error. He's popped out to second. Quick throw to first, not in time, as Trenton Talley is back safely. Strothman out of the stretch. Here's the pitch, and that one's hit high but playable left field. Thomas moving in and to his right, makes the catch, gets it in quickly for out number one. No advance by Talley at first. Here's Drew Gibbs, 0-for-2. He has struck out twice. 3-0, the Corning lead here in the top of inning number 5. Strothman's pitch, it's upstairs, ball 1. Checking over it, tally at first, maybe a 3-4-step lead. There's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Corning again trying to add to their lead here. 3-0 in the fifth, and Gibbs takes one a little bit low, but called strike number two, so now 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Inside. Not enough snap to that breaking pitch to catch the corner. It's now 2-2. With tally at first, one out. Here in the fifth, and there's a swing and a miss, and it's going to get to the backstop, and a chance and a throw. It's not in time.
First base is occupied.
And they're going to say he is out anyways because first base was occupied by Tally, so it's a strikeout. And now two outs, but Tally will move up into scoring position at second base. So now he's at second, two down. The pitcher, Ian Haverkamp. A base hit, good drive and a run. Here's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. And the count 0-1 here on Haverkamp, who walked in the first. He singled and scored the lone run in the third. Plus, he's only given up a couple of hits. Ground ball right to the pitcher, Strothman. A quick throw to first in time. That is out number three. So, leadoff single does no harm, and we head to the bottom of the fifth. Corning 3, Seneca nothing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber.
If one of your projects on your list is fixing your storm windows or screens, you need to remember Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. They can repair those torn screens or replace any broken glass. Just bring in your storm window frame to Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca, and they can get that job done for you. They can even build a new frame if yours needs major repairs. So for your storm screen and glass repair, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. They can help you get one more project checked off your list. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, to the bottom of the fifth. It is 3-0 Corning here at Seneca. Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. So Seneca needs to get something going, just two hits through four innings. They're down 3-0. Ian Haverkamp's pitched well for Corning, as Jaden Thomas will lead things off. He's got one of the two hits, was a double back in the second, and he was stranded at third to end that inning. Takes one upstairs, ball one to start here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch by Haverkamp is hit foul, out of play, down the left field line. And it's 1-1. So Thomas, 1-for-1, a double. His team trailing, though, 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Ground ball left side. Fisher on a good hop. Throw to first in time. And one up and one down. Thomas now 1-for-2. Jonah Dieters will step in. He grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Well, we've seen Haverkamp work quickly. Gets the quick sign. Fires it in. Another ground ball. Shortstop to Fisher again. A little bobble. Has some time. A long throw. And off the bag. And safe at first. So a chance for Fisher to get the first two. And the throw throws Osterhaus offline, and Dieters is on via the air. Good Jarrett Herter now will step in, 0-for-1 of the ground outs, and a pickoff throw, and Osterhaus with the tag, and Dieters is out at first. What a play by Haverkamp. So essentially they get the out anyways, but just took a different route to get there. And now two outs and nobody on. Swing and a miss as Herter down in the count 0-1. So a quick throw by Haverkamp as they pick off Dieters at first for the second out. Curveball in there for a strike. Or correction, a ball. It's 1-1, just missing. So despite an error, Haverkamp trying to face the minimum here in the fifth. A little bit outside on the next offering. 2-1 here to Garrett Herter. Second baseman for Seneca. Right-handed batter. Choked up a little bit on the bat. Swings and fouls it away. And it's 2-2. 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Thanks again for tuning in. First of many broadcasts for Legion Baseball throughout the summer. There's another swing and a foul. Straight back into the screen. It's 2-2 still. Again, Haverkamp has faced the minimum in 2 of the 4 innings so far. And the other 2 he did not. He faced just 4. There's a swing and a miss. And strike 3 in the inning is done. So he does face the minimum for a third time in 5 innings. We head to the 6th. It's a 3-0 lead for Corning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs, including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus, a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home. Home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, now to the 6th inning. Corning back up here in the top half of the frame. A 3-0 lead here at Seneca. It'll be Tyler Womack to lead things off. He has driven in 2 of the 3 Corning runs, one via a ground out, the other with a double. Fouls off the first pitch from Strothman for strike 1. RBI ground out in the first, and an RBI double in the third. 3 runs, 6 hits so far for Corning. Strothman's pitch missing outside. It's 1-1. Seneca, no runs. They have been held to just 2 hits. There's a swing and a miss over the top of that one by Womack, and now he's down 1-2. Womack, Talley, and Ross do up this inning for Corning in the lead. There's 1 inside, 2-2. I'm talking to Kurt between the breaks. Apparently the Royals won today. Not something you say very often. There's a swing and a miss. And a strikeout to lead things off. Womack is down for out number 1. So the Royals avoided getting swept at home by the Blue Jays, and now they will open up a 4-game series starting tomorrow against Baltimore. Of course, 92.1 KMZA, your home for Royals baseball. So now here is Traden Talley. Takes 1 from Strothman. Nobody on, 1 out here in the top of the 6th. 3-0 the Corning lead. There's a check swing, but didn't hold it up in time, and it is now 1-1. And JT Ross do up next. Now one in the dirt, 2-1. To Trayden Talley, who is 0-2 with two ground outs. And here's another grounder. Gets by the pitcher. Tough play for Zach Kramer at shorts and gets him in time. Good play by Kramer at shorts. And two up, two down. So now 0-3 with three ground outs is Trayden Talley. Now it's JT Ross, up to him to keep the inning alive. First pitch by Strothman in the dirt as JT Ross steps in. Ball one. Walked and scored in the second. And he singled in the fourth. So Ross has had a nice game so far. Strothman trying to go 1-2-3 here in the sixth. Next one is outside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And that one hits them below the knee. So a 2-0 pitch, it rides inside. And Ross is on base for a third time tonight. And now it's Rafe Osterhaus. So the run in the third was on a two-out rally after they got the first two, a single and a double, scored a run. So now a chance here for Corning to add another. And the first pitch is strike number one. Osterhaus, a single and a ground out. He is 1-2. He's got Ross at first with two outs. There's a swing and a miss. And it's now 0-2. So it's the sixth inning, top half, 3-0 Corning. Here's an off-speed pitch that misses inside. It's now one ball and two strikes. Corning got two in the first, one in the third. Seneca just trying to get out of the top half of the sixth here. Still down three. Here's a fly ball right side into foul territory and just over the fence and out of play. Baker trying to run it down, could not get there in time. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Osterhaus can do something here. McNally would be up next. Any insurance is good insurance. Seneca will have two more at-bats. Down to the final six outs. There's a swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and down goes Osterhaus. So we have played through the top of the sixth. Corning, nothing there on a man left on after a hit by pitch. So we head to the bottom of the sixth, 3-0 Corning. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball brought to you by Kirkwood & Company in Highland. Also, Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Also, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Bottom of the sixth, 3-0 Corning. And the first pitch to Aiden Feldkamp is in there for strike one from Ian Haverkamp. Seneca down to their final six outs, down three. Another swing and a foul tip. Feldkamp in the hole here at 0-2. Just two hits so far for Seneca. They got one in the second and another in the fourth. Haverkamp's been dealing, and there's a strike three call in the outside corner. Another strikeout. That is his third of the night. And quickly one out here in the bottom of the sixth. So now Cooper Kramer, 0-for-1 with one of those three strikeouts. Trying to get something going here in the bottom of the sixth. Seneca down to now five outs. First pitch missing for ball one. Here's the wind and fire. In there, strike two. Or correction, strike one. Beg your pardon. It's one ball and one strike. So again, Cooper Kramer, who started on the mound but was relieved in the second by Strothman. There's a curveball that misses, and it's two balls and one strike. Strothman has been the pitcher since and has done a fairly good job, has just given up the one run. Corning leads 3-0. Now that one low and inside. And Kramer now in front, 3-1. Get the bottom of the order, get something going here for Seneca, and there's ball four, high and outside. So Cooper Kramer's on for the first time tonight, and Keaton Ronninghouse, the extra hitter, bottom of the order. He grounded out to shortstop his first time up. He's got a runner at first, one down. Here in the bottom of the sixth, his team down 3-0. Haverkamp again out of the stretch. Throws a fastball in there for strike one. Not much of a lead for Kramer over there at first. Haverkamp, long look. There's a rocket shot towards center field, and it's going to fall in for a hit. McNally kind of hesitated on it. I think he's upset with himself, kind of the reaction there that he may have had a shot if he charged into it, but he lets it fall in. Ronninghouse with a single. Now runners at first and second with one out, and now to the top of the order. Here is Zach Kramer, who's 1-for-2. He singled in the fourth. He flew out to center in the first. Ground ball, right side, tally, chance for two. There's one at second. They won't get him at first. So they get the force out at second. Two outs, and now runners at the corners for Andrew Henry. Kramer to third. Kramer at first on the fielder's choice. But now two outs, and it's up to Andrew Henry to try to get something on the board here for Seneca. Trail 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Henry 0-for-2. Flew out to left field. He also tried a sacrifice bunt in the fourth and then popped it up to the catcher in a quick one pitch, grounder to second base, and tally fields and records the out. So they leave him at the corners, and we head to the seventh. Corning still with 3-0 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can help you win the battle of the bagworms. At Heinen True Value in Seneca, you can rent their sprayer equipped with a hose reel that will spray 30 to 40 foot trees. They have a self-contained trailer-type sprayer with a large tank with spray booms to spray smaller acreages and yards. Get help from the Just Ask Rental Department at Heinen True Value in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value. Win the battle of the bagworm.
The 26th Annual Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation Charity Golf Classic is Friday, June 17th at Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Individual and team registrations are welcome, and many sponsorship opportunities are available as well. We are also doing the golf ball drop again this year. 600 golf balls will be sold. For $5, you can purchase a golf ball with a chance to win 50% of the total golf ball sales. please contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426 for additional information. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
3-0 Corning. To the seventh we go. Final opportunity here for both teams at the dish. Corning looking to add some insurance. Seneca will try to hold it to a 3-0 lead. To their final at bats, Ethan McNally takes one from Strothman, low for ball one. McNally 0 for 2, a ground out and a strikeout. Here is Strothman's pitch. Another one in the dirt, ball two. Game tonight presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Count two balls and no strikes here on McNally. Takes one inside. Now he's got a big-time advantage at 3-0. Also, game brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. HighlandCC.edu for more information. There's ball four in the dirt, and he'll head to first base with a leadoff walk. And also, Kaim TS Trucking of Sabetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers as well. So leadoff man is on. McNally reaching with a walk. He's at first. Nobody out. Miles Wimberly, who was hit by a pitch in the second, grounded out in the fourth. 3-0 Corning, trying to add some insurance here in the final frame. Strothman's pitch in the dirt, ball one. Wimberly, the final batter in the order. It'll turn up to the top of the lineup with Trenton Talley up next. Let's see if Corning can add some insurance with a 3-0 lead. There's one that's just outside, 2-0. There's a foul out of play. Good swing there. Still advantage right now for Wimberly. It's two balls and one strike. Three runs, six hits so far for Corning. No runs, three hits for Seneca. And McNally barely getting back in time. Nice snap throw by the catcher, Dieters. And the count, though, now 3-1 here on Miles Wimberly. Strothman out of the stretch. Here's the 3-1. It's right down Broadway, and the count full at 3-2. So a big pitch coming up here for Strothman. He's done great work since taking over in the second. Took over for Cooper Kramer early on in the second. There's another foul ball out of play. And we'll do it again at three balls and at two strikes. McNally led off the inning with a walk. Wimberly is grind to do a full count. Here's the offering. It's swung on and missed, or it's a foul ball. It wasn't snapped by Dieters at catcher. So he'll get another opportunity here at 3-2. So this will be the third pitch with a 3-2 count. Here it is. Ground ball left side. Kramer on a hop. Gets the out at second and unable to get the out at first. So they get the lead runner for the first outs. And Wimberly at first on the fielder's choice. So to the top of the order, Trenton Talley will step in. And a pickoff throw, not in time. Wimberly head first, slide back in safely at first. That one is hit well towards center field. Henry to his right makes the catch for the second outs. Wimberly darts back to first, so no advance there. Quickly two outs. So now Zach Fisher reached on an error, scored in the first. He has popped out to short and flown out to left field. Got Wimberly at first, two down, top of the seventh, 3-0 is their lead. Seneca will have one opportunity to try to keep this one going in the bottom half of the frame. Strothman's pitch to Fisher is outside, ball one. Kinzak from the right side takes another one outside. It's 2-0. Ethan McNally led off the inning with a walk. He was the first out on a grounder fielder's choice, and now here's one that's slapped to the first base side but foul. And swinging on 2-0, fouls it away. It's now 2-1. And then Talley came up, lined out to center field. No advance by Wimberly at first. He's still there with two down. And a 2-1 count here on Zach Fisher. Here's the pitch. High and tight. Now three balls and one strike. See what he does here with a 3-1 count. A 3-0 lead here in the top of the seventh. The runner at first. And swinging all the way, and he pops it up. Center field. Henry running in on it, and he runs a long way to make the catch. But it is the final out. So Seneca has one more opportunity to the bottom of the seventh. They're down 3-0. We'll have it for you in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
All right, down to the bottom of the seventh for Seneca. Trailing Corning here 3-0. They need three to keep this inning alive. Corning trying to shut the door here on game number one of this doubleheader. And there's a line shot to left field and one pitch and a leadoff single. That's Landon Baker, who is now 1-for-3. So that's what you need. Keep the line moving. And Strothman steps in. He is 0-for-2. Popped out to second, also a ground out. They trail 3-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. The leadoff man is on. First pitch is popped up, out of play, foul territory. And the count's 0-1. So again, Strothman came in for Kramer. In the second pitch, he has pitched the rest of the way and gave up just one run, keeping his team in the ballgame. There's a pickoff move, and back just in time safely was Baker. Good throw there by Haverkamp. We saw him pick off a runner earlier in the game. That was back in the fifth. He picked off Dieters at first base after he had reached on an error. Here's a pitch. That's low and outside, and it is 1-1. So again, Seneca needs three at least to keep this one moving. Down 3-0. They've been shut down by Haverkamp for the most part. And there's a ground ball playable for the shortstop. Beautifully done, though, to get the out. Fisher at short will get the lead runner in Baker at first. No chance for Strothman at first, and there's one out. So Thomas will step in with a runner at first and one out. He is 1-for-2 with a double. That one in there did not like the call. The count is 0-1. 3-0 Corning trying to get their record above 500 if they can hold on here. They're 2-2. There's a ground ball left side, playable by the third baseman Gibbs. Throw in time for the second out. Seneca down to their final out here in game one. So Strothman will get to second. And it's up to Jonah Dieters, who is 0-2. Did reach on an error in the fifth, but mentioned earlier he was picked off at first by Haverkamp. So the final opportunity for Seneca, down for their last out. Haverkamp's pitch popped up, but foul. And to the netting, it's 0-1. And Haverkamp trying to pitch a complete game here. He has been very good. He has faced the most in an inning has been just four. That one is high and tight. One ball and one strike here to Dieters. Grounded out to the pitcher in the second, and then reached on an error in the fifth. Runner at second, two down. Final opportunity. It's popped up. Playable. Tally, second baseman, makes the catch. And that's the ball game. So Corning wins game one. It's a 3-0 final. We'll step aside and wrap this one up. Plus, we'll announce our McDonald's player of the game as well. That's next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you a do-it-yourselfer when it comes to landscaping? You know what you want, and you enjoy doing the work yourself? Suter Building Supply in Seneca has a huge selection of landscaping supplies. You'll find several types of colors of wood mulch, several types of landscaping rock and gravel, even pond cobbles, potting mixes, and topsoil, all in convenient bags you can easily handle. Suter's also carries landscape tempers, grass seed, and that hard-to-find metal edging. Suter Building Supply in Seneca, your do-it-yourself landscaping supply headquarters.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
So our first Legion broadcast of the year this summer. It's a 3-0 Corning victory here at Seneca. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you one final time. Get our broadcast tonight presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meininger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also want to thank Kirkwood and Company in Highland, and also Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Well, again, a 3-0 Corning victory. The two of those three runs came in the top of the first inning. They got two across thanks to an RBI ground out by Tyler Womack, and then also Zach Fisher scoring, or correction, Trenton Talley scoring on a wild pitch. So two of the three for Corning scored in the first, and then they got their last run in the third. It was off the bat of Kyler Womack. It was a RBI double with two outs, made it 3-0 at the end of three, and that would go on to be the final score as Corning moves to 3-2 so far here in this summer of Legion baseball. Seneca drops to 1-4. These two will play one more game here in just a little bit. They'll play a 5-inning game to wrap up their doubleheader here this evening. So again, running through the final numbers of this ball game. Again, Corning, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 8 on base. And Seneca with the loss, no runs, 4 hits. They had 1 error, and they left 5 on base. Now it's time to announce our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And I think we got to go with Ian Haverkamp here, the starting pitcher for Corning. 7 innings, he goes the distance, allows just 3 runs, no hits. He gave up 1 walk and had 3 strikeouts. He was also 1-for-2 at the plate. He had a single, a walk, and a run scored. So Ian Haverkamp, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. We'll have plenty more of those to give out throughout the summer. It's the first of many in the books. And we'll actually have another broadcast for you tomorrow night, as we will have Doniphan County at Sabetha. So we'll have that one for you tomorrow night as well. We'll have coverage from Sabetha just shy of 6 o'clock as we will bring you that first of two from there as well. Again, the final numbers in this one. Corning, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 8 on base. And Seneca, no runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 5 on base. And again, we'll talk to you tomorrow for another round of Legion baseball here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Again, it'll be Sabetha hosting Doniphan County. Until then, for Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you for tuning in to our first broadcast here of the summer. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night here on KNZA.